At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing? Are you drinking a men's room IPA?
No, I
caught none of that.
I had a White Claw.
A White Claw. All right.
What flavor did you get?
Gosh, it was a passion fruit one.
Huh.
How many different flavors do they have? I was at a local watering hole last week, and a dude came in, said to the bartender, "Hey, man, a White Claw." And she's like, "Dude, what flavor?" He said anything other than, and I don't remember the one he didn't want, but he started reading off all the different White Claws. We got this one, Jesus, God.
That's what I do. I just go in, I go, anything but apple.
Okay.
You like apples.
I like the apple.
Ted.
Too sweet, man.
Fine.
Oh, come on. Yeah. No. Last night I was rocking watermelons.
Andre, our men's room poll, you never have to hear one again. Are you taking speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Definitely speakerphone people.
All right. I like it.
It's weird because so many people don't want to hear speakerphone people, but so many speakerphone people exist, they're clearly oblivious to how annoying they are.
Oh, and if you call them out on it, they get real aggressive and pissed.
Real quick.
I'm having a conversation here. Like, yeah, I know, dude.
We know because we hear it, you dumbass.
We're included in it.
Also, you're just wrong about that. She's right.
You should just do that. I agree with your wife, man.
You are an idiot.
Since I can hear her.
Right. Your friends are dumb.
All right, Andre, here is your question. What is the tallest building in the United States?
Ooh. Sears Tower?
That was real far. And
is it the Freedom Tower now?
It's no longer the Sears Tower. It is the now, what you're talking about, Willis Tower. And no, I want to say it's the second tallest. It is, in fact, One World Trade Center.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now you know. All right, what is the very bottom soil... What is the very bottom soil horizon called? So you dig all the way through the dirt. What's the final level of
the soil? Bottom.
Yeah. You've heard of this term.
Crust?
The mantle.
Nope.
Oh.
Where do the Flintstones live?
Bedrock.
There you go.
Oh.
Isn't that an old cheesy rap song, too? Something about bedrock? I can make you bedrock.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yes.
Andrea knows. She's like,
yeah, she's drinking a White Claw. She knows.
All right, Andrea. A Tangelo, which sounds like an artist. A Tangelo is a fruit hybrid of a mandarin orange and what other fruit?
And you said a tangerine and a what?
A Tangelo is a fruit hybrid of a mandarin orange and what
mandarin.
Other fruit?
A tangerine.
That would make sense. That's what my guess, because it sounds like a grapefruit.
Yeah. It does sound like the Angelo.
Am I the only one who believes that the grapefruit is the worst of the citrus family?
You're not nearly the only person who thinks that.
Okay.
I think, look, even people that like grapefruit, I think, oh, look, in a world of citrus, mm-hmm. it's the worst.
Yes. Because there's so much that you have to get around. Like, you have to take the skin off of the individual slices because that's so bitter.
It's so bitter.
I mean, my grandparents ate grapefruit all the time, but they had a little sugar jar, and they'd sprinkle sugar on it and then get that weird little spoon and scrape it out.
Fresca is as close as I get.
Now, grapefruit juice I like.
Correct.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I just can't do it, man.
It's really good for cocktails, too.
Yeah, in a cocktail, sure.
I'll tell you what. White Claw's got a grapefruit. Why don't you give that a try?
That's a fact. Right. It's actually one of their better flavors.
Would you try the Tangelo White Claw?
Yes.
Yes.
I know you would.
Mike and I could say yes quick enough.
Bring it.
Any flavor you say, like, yeah.
Do you see they got a grape flavor now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have it at our local. It's great.
Really?
Is it good?
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet. You're too jacked on that.
I know. The smile on your face.
It's
like,
fantastic,
yeah.
man.
All right, Andrea. What's that?
The grapefruit high noon is the best.
Oh,
oh
yes.
Good call. Don't even get me started on those.
Well done.
We could probably do an entire show on White Claw flavors and why you like it.
Yes.
All right, your question. What 2004 movie spawned a line of popular T-shirts reading, quote, "Vote for Pedro"?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite.
Got it.
Very good.
I thought that nice job. Vote for Pedro, by the way, also a fantastic local cover band.
Am I in the minority in saying that, that movie was not that good?
That movie was awesome. It's fine.
Okay.
Oh, I loved it.
It's okay. I mean,
it was definitely meme culture when I was in high school, but like
I thought just the way they filmed it was very unique. It was just a different way of doing it.
Because they were broke.
Probably 2 years ago on
all right. That's fair.
What the hell is it? Indie whatever movie
channel. I know what you're talking about.
IFC or Dude, I mean, if I'm sitting down to watch television at night, of course I'm baked. It's like, how baked were you when you watched the Mariners lose last night?
Right.
Oh,
or yesterday afternoon, you know?
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Also stoned.
All right.
Nice.
Okay, Matt. Okay, our poll. You're never going to have to hear one again. Are you taking speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Speakerphone people.
Another one. Okay.
Yep.
All right, Matt. Here is your question. Multiple choice. Covalent, ionic, or metallic? What type of chemical bond is the strongest? Covalent, ionic, or metallic?
Covalent.
Covalent. Covalent, ionic, or metallic? Thank you, Mike.
I got you, man.
Let's go ionic.
One and done.
Wow. Was that a blind guess or did you know?
I'd have to say I guessed at that.
I know, but the way you said it with some confidence. So it's like, maybe he knows. All right. Let's give you a true or false question. Marrakesh is the capital of Morocco.
False.
Hold on.
Monaco is.
Morocco. Monaco, Morocco?
No.
No, Monaco's not in Morocco.
Monaco, is it Monaco? Is it its own place or is it one of the quadrants of Morocco? No, actually, well, the capital of Morocco is Rabat.
Rabat.
R-A-B-A-T.
So where is it?
Where's what?
Marrakesh Express.
I'm not sure, man.
Did you say Marrakesh?
So the question was, is Marrakesh India? The capital of Morocco, which it is not.
No, I know it's not, but I thought it was in India for some reason.
I thought it was like Northern Africa, but I'm not sure.
I feel like it's Middle Eastern.
Really? I'm like, we all know the name, man, but I don't know where it is. Where's Zanzibar?
Zanzibar's
off Africa.
Oh, now we all know where Zanzibar is, but not Marrakesh. I feel like
I know is the Crosby, Stills, Nash tune, Marrakesh.
But Marrakesh does sound like the name of an Indian restaurant.
It is. So it would lead you to believe that maybe it's India, yes. That makes sense when you put it that way, Ted. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Aaron, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Aaron, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, we're dealing with sounds. You will never have to hear the sound again of speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping.
I love my wife, but I'm going to have to go with speakerphone people.
Is she a speakerphone person?
Yes, particularly her and her mother.
Why? Now, if this is in your home, I understand you can step outside. Does she do this in public?
From time to time, but it's just more of an annoyance to me.
Well, one time is more than enough time.
Do you ever ask her, like, why don't you just hold the phone up to your head?
Like it was designed.
Kids.
Marrakesh, by the way, is in Morocco.
Oh, Marrakesh is in Morocco. It's just not the capital. I'll be son of a bitch.
We are idiots.
No, I've been to a place called Marrakesh Blah that was Indian cuisine. I wonder what the connection is. I don't know. So where's Morocco?
Well, where is it?
Yeah, where's Morocco? Is it Northern Africa?
It's Northern Africa, right?
Okay, so I got that one right.
You got that right.
All right.
Marrakesh just happens to be in Morocco.
Right off the coast of Spain, actually.
Yeah, of course.
I heard there's a lot of stray cats there.
Is that the island where the stray cat? No, he's not wrong, man.
There's a handful of places, like even Greece, like you can find a whole lot of stray cats and stuff out there, too.
What is going on with these island nations?
You got a lot of kitties.
Okay.
I'm down, dude. My wife wants to go. We're going to take one home.
Oh, God. This is a Grecian.
Well, it's on the coast. It's not an island, Morocco.
Oh, I thought it was its own little island. All right. I know nothing about Morocco. That's what we're coming up with. Oh, there it is. All right. Yeah, northwestern Africa. Okay. All right.
I know that general location.
Next week on Big W, we have an Africa quiz.
Yeah.
We clearly need to brush up a little bit.
All right, here's your question. What was the first video game played in space?
Atari.
Well, it was probably played on an Atari, but what was the game?
Yeah.
Pac-Man.
Was Pitfall. It Tetris?
It was Tetris.
Oh, Tetris. Okay. That's
doesn't that make sense? Where are the astronauts?
Yeah.
I want a challenge. Did you know every astronaut talks over?
They do.
Yeah, they really did change. Houston, we have landed.
That's part of the interview process. Yeah. Where'd you go to school? University of Iowa.
Houston, we have a problem.
I've always been fascinated in space.
Well, you're hired. You are hired.
Hey, we got to knock the astronauts down a peg, Ted, all
right? All right. I've been in orbit for a year.
I went to Harvard. They don't talk like that until they've gone to space, though.
I pooped in a floating bag. Have you?
I love Tang.
They got to make a noise before they speak. I went to space. All right. Every word begins with the letters NY. Yeah, I went up.
Technically, that dog could still be alive.
Yeah, no, spinning around the earth.
Look, I'm slowly going to Dr. Evil. You ever been strapped into a wall when you sleep?
We could hear the dog barking.
Nobody can hear you screaming, space.
Damn.
Yeah. Interstellar was fake.
This is Houston. Please let us know you're there.
Yeah. Aaron, are you still there?
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Star Wars was
bull. Right along with you.
All right, here's your question. What year saw the release of the first Hot Wheels car?
Ooh. Oh. 1951.
I'll say 1962.
1968.
Shoot. All right, Aaron, question number three.
All right, Aaron, how many feet equal one fathom?
That's how Katy Perry talks now.
It's like 22 feet.
Come on, Mike.
It is 6 feet.
6 feet. That is correct.
Wow.
I am 1 fathom and 4 inches tall. All right. You're right, Katy Perry gets back. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, and did you see my flower? I kissed a girl. You're gonna hear me roar. Making space.
That's your question. What is the blood-sucking creature from Puerto Rican and Mexican lore?
Oh, hell yeah. Is it a restaurant you guys like to eat at?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Is that the Chupacabra?
Yes. There you go. Nice job.
Why is it always El Chupacabra?
What's that? The.
Well, I know the. But what if it were female?
The.
Oh.
That'd be La Chupacabra. I'm just saying they just make the assumption that it's a dude.
Chupacabras are only dudes.
Well, and when you say bloodsucker, ladies, I apologize for this. I typically feel like that's usually to describe a woman more than a guy.
Dracula? Well,
there's him. But after that, like, oh, she was a bloodsucker. Exactly.
The L and the law are not necessarily that the subject is male or female. More, it is masculine
or feminine.
If it's definitively
feminine, you go law. Otherwise, you go L.
Correct. So it's not their sex. It's about the word itself. So it's El Chupacabra, just because that's just the way the word is. It's a more masculine.
Okay, but the
word.
Way I learned Spanish, and to be fair, I don't know Spanish, but the little bit I remembered, typically if it begins with L, then the next word will end with O. If you have the...
To a degree, yeah.
Because typically the masculine goes O versus the female goes A.
A, correct.
So it's El Chupacabra. In my mind, it
so
should
that
be
would
El Chupacabra.
It should be La Chupacabra.
That's all I'm saying.
La Chupacabra.
La Chupacabra, La Chupacabra.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
I think we nailed the Spanish language.
Oh, my God, I'm set.
We crushed.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you never have to hear one again. Speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Speakerphone people.
All right. Pretty popular answer tonight.
Chupacabra, by the way, somebody said they saw one in Amarillo, Texas in 2022.
Well, it's definitely huge. So it's predominantly Puerto Rico, Mexico, and then the American Southwest.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Puerto Rico fits into that. You're like, Mexico to the American Southwest. You're like, right. You're all kind of tied together. It's like, what, it swim over to Puerto Rico, suck some blood, and swim back?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm going to ask him.
It was just in the mood for a good mafungo.
Yes. All right, your question. In the year 2000, which artist tied Michael Jackson's 1984 record of winning 8 Grammys in a single year?
Oh, no, I'd say Celine Dion.
That's not a bad guess.
Year was 2000?
Year was 2000.
Mariah Carey?
No, I guess Garth Brooks. I was wrong.
Backstreet Boys.
It's not an artist like that, man. This dude has been around for a very long time.
All right.
And in 2000, he teamed up with our friend Rob Thomas.
But oh, Santana?
Yeah, so that really? Supernatural.
Nobody would have guessed that.
I know. That's why I basically asked. Like, homeboy cleaned it up. Somehow, like, he showed up, he did his thing, and we're like, all right, see you on the flip side.
Damn.
8 Grammys. All right. Your question, whose mother complained about her son swearing in the movie Goodfellas?
Probably Joe Pesci's mother.
Nice job, John.
Now, I find this odd because in my mind, I'm like, have you met your son?
Wasn't he a legit tough guy?
Or Pesci?
Yeah.
I don't think physically that's possible.
I'm pretty sure, though, I think that
a couple of the guys
it's a legit one of their moms. It might be his mom.
Legitimately, his mom was
his mom.
Yeah.